producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to help you to change the seasons and be ready for the winter months. Farmer's Almanac is calling for much of the same as we had last year. And if you've been watching the weather, El Nino is going to be very, very strong. And the south is going to be wet and cool. Middle part of the country is going to be wet and average. And the north is going to be wet and, they say, mild. But who knows? So you got to be ready for it. And there's no better time to start than right now. So if you have a question, call us. It's toll free. It's 855-660-4261. Talk with Daniel. He'll get you set up and we'll solve your problems. Okay, Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Jeff from Cape Cod. He's got a question about red thread grass.
Okay, Jeff, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's a very good question. Red thread grass, is it contagious? If I walk on it, can I spread it to other parts of the lawn, or is it just a nutritional issue?
It is spread with your lawnmower when you mow the grass, because you're blowing the spores around the yard. It is spread when you get heavy, heavy rain. The spores will wash it around the yard. And it usually happens when you have a hot, humid, muggy type summer. Now, it will die with the frost. And if next summer is normal and you don't get a lot of rain and a lot of humidity, you may not even have it. So, you know, for now, clean it up. And if you have places where the grass is dead, then they'll have to be seeded. And then next year, if you really had it bad, and at the first sign of showing that we're getting hot, humid days and we're getting 90s, then I would treat it, because you've got a history of having it. And normally, if you've got a clay-type soil, you're more likely to have it. But if you're near the ocean, you're getting more humidity than if you're inland, and you're more likely to have it there. And if it's a shady yard, you won't get it. Only in a sunny area.
Okay. All right. Because the area where it is has generally just been forgotten. It's rarely watered or fertilized, and I went over to it recently, and it was just covered in red thread.
I would... you can buy a liquid. If you go to your local nursery and garden center, pick off some of that foliage, and you're going to see it's going to be pink, and you'll see a little bit of red in it. And you can buy a liquid fungicide that you can spray on it that will kill it. in within like a 2 or a 3 day period. And then what I would do to strengthen the grass, because it's been weakened by the red thread, would be to feed it.
Right. Okay, super. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and you have a wonderful weekend.
And what a beautiful day it is on Cape Cod.
It's always a beautiful day on Cape Cod. And it's beautiful here in Maine. We've gone from 29 degrees. We're up to 42. And I'm going to be in the yard all day. Just going to enjoy it. If you're doing some painting, you're probably coming across hornet's nests or wasps. There is a fantastic hornet and wasp spray made by the people that make the shoe mold. And we've talked about shoe mold all summer. It's a product that's organic and natural. And you spray it in your basement. And you can do it now. And it will keep your basement from getting that musty smell. And the application will last almost the whole year. And it's organic, it's natural. You spray the walls, you spray the floor, you let it dry, and the mustiness is gone. You can put it in a camp if you're closing it, in a camper if you're closing it. But they have a hornet and wasp spray. Most of your hornet and wasp sprays will go 10 to 12 feet. And this shoe fly company, which is called Linwood Labs, they have developed a hornet and wasp spray that will go 20 feet in the air. And what makes it so unique and gives it the ability to go straight up is it comes out like a stream, not a mist, like the other hornet and wasp sprays do. It's like, you know, the plastic mustard and ketchup containers, and you squeeze to get the mustard or the ketchup out. It's designed like that. So you get a jet spray that will go 20 feet, hits the nest, and they're all dead within an hour or two. So look for it at your True Value Ace, your independent hardware and garden center. And if you can't find it, call Linwood Labs. And their phone number is 339-777-5109. That's 339-777-5109. And they'll help you find a dealer. And if they don't, they'll ship it to you. How can you beat that? Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kevin from New Hampshire. He's got a question about harvesting walnuts.
Okay. Kevin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me about your walnuts.
Hi, good morning, Paul. I'm glad you guys took my call. The local AM station doesn't carry you guys after 9. I was surprised that you guys were still on the air. I mountain bike a lot, and I come across walnut trees and sometimes some chestnut trees, but the walnut trees that I find is lots and lots of walnuts on the ground and stuff, and I tried getting some last year because I like walnuts, you know. I wanted to harvest them and stuff, but they had lots of worms in them and stuff, and I didn't know, you know, should I be like trying to climb the tree to get the ones off the tree or the worms up there, or I mean, is it better to get the ones in the ground? Cause, I mean, like with apples, you can get the ones off the ground before the, you know, the hornets and the mice and everybody gets to them, and they're still good. But what about the walnuts?
I have a friend who lives in Texas, and they have all kinds of walnut trees, and they told me that they will pick them as they fall, and then you got to get the shell off.
Okay.
And there's like a quarter of an inch, maybe a little bit thicker, because it's rounded.
Yeah, it's that green shell that's on.
Right. So they said what they do is they'll collect them, they'll bring them in the house. And they'll let them sit in the house for about a week or 10 days. to kind of dry them out a little bit. And then they just, they told me to just take a hammer and they just hit the walnut pretty hard, but not to smash it. And it cracks the shell. And then they can peel off that shell, and it exposes the walnut, and then they crack that, and they've got fruit from it. And they said they've never had any problems. So maybe some of them have worms, but they should not all have worms.
Okay, so I got to harvest them as I can get to them. And so it's like a week, week and a half, just let them dry, like in the sun or something?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, they just said that they would pick some from the trees, and they would pick some from the ground. They'd bring them in, they'd let them dry for about a week or 10 days, and then some of the shells will actually form a little crack in it. And they can take a knife and go right down that crack, and they can peel off the shell very easy.
Okay.
And then you get the hard nut.
Yeah.
Then they just hit that with a hammer or a walnut, that grinder, and they harvest them, and they roast them. They do all kinds of things with them.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, enjoy.
And if you need some help, give us a call. We're here for you. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Beautiful fall day. Jump in the car if you get a chance and enjoy the gorgeous fall foliage. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carol from Massachusetts. She's got a question about her lawn and then another question about storing seeds.
Okay. Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I wanted to ask, I did not get to a section of my lawn that was tilled about a month ago to reseed it. So I didn't know if there's anything I can do at this point to help that along before the winter sets in.
Okay. Is it a flat area or a sloping area?
It has a little slope to it.
A little bit of slope. What I would do is you can still plant grass seed. Normally the month of October is really good. November, some years can be very, very nice, and some of your grasses will germinate. Now, there's a company called Pearls Premium, and Pearls Premium grass seed, you could put down now. You're not going to have a lot of germination, but you'll have some green that will come up in the next 2 or 3 weeks. And then whatever seeds don't germinate, they will germinate in the early spring. It will fill in, and you'll have a beautiful lawn. You want to put down some fertilizer and keep it wet, and you'll have a very good chance of having some grass come in.
Wonderful. What type of fertilizer should I put in?
See if you can find either a fall fertilizer or a seed starter. The seed starter, when you look at the numbers, the middle number will be at least twice as high as the first and the third number. So it's got more phosphorus to stimulate development of a root system on your grass plant.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you for that. And okay. Then my next question, we did a large butterfly garden, and I harvested all the, I just cut off all the flowers And I didn't know what to do with them next. I'm hoping to be able to use them in the spring.
Okay. Now, what you've got to do is the flowers that you have harvested, you need to put them in a brown paper bag, okay, not plastic. And what will happen is the seed head will dry. And it will get real, real dry. It will turn brown. And then you can, with your fingers and shaking it in the bag, the plants will release the seeds. And then you save the seeds, get rid of all the chaff and the seed pods, and take them from the big bag after you've cleaned them and put them in just a regular white envelope. Because you need something, that breathes. If you put it in a plastic container, the seed has not fully dried, and
right.
it's gonna release some moisture. It'll be trapped, and then you'll get condensation, and then the seed will rot. So just a regular white envelope, just write down marigolds, for example. Then
okay.
You take the dry seeds, put it in there, and then put it someplace where it's going to stay on the cool to cold side. And what I do is I'll take a push pin and I'll attach them to the rafters in my basement.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And that way there's air circulating, the paper envelope does not collect the moisture, they stay nice and cool, which means they won't dry out and go dormant and never germinate for you. And that way in the spring when the time is right, you bring them up from the basement, you put them in a good potting soil like the Black Gold or Ideal Organic potting soil, and you'll have some brand new plants for your butterfly garden.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Hello, gardeners. It's Anne from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Beautiful day, blue sky. What more could you ask for? So get out, work in the yard, rake those leaves, and recycle them. Now, if you've got a big vegetable garden and you're watering a lot, it could be that your soil is on the sandy side. And I had that problem. I had 2 inches of topsoil, and the rest was sand. And every year, I rake my leaves, drag them to the garden on a big garden tarp, and I put them on the side of the garden, take my mower, drive right through the pile, it grinds it up, blows it into the vegetable garden. I rake it evenly, and I'll put an inch or two of leaves, depending on everything else, and then I till it with a little bit of lime or turf turbo or lightning lime, and I'll tell you, my garden is getting better and better every year. So don't take the leaves and throw them out to be recycled. Use them in your garden, but shred them with your lawnmower. They break down a lot easier. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Christy from Cape Cod. She's got a question about wintering her ornamental grass.
Okay, Christy, good morning. How can we help you with your ornamental grasses?
Good morning. Nice to talk with you again. I have these, they're 2 or 3 years old. What I've been doing every year with these ornamental grasses is taking them out of the barrel, planting them in the ground over the winter, and then going through the replanting procedure in the spring, is there a lot of work? Is there a way that I can keep them in the barrels by mulching and whatever?
Yep. What you want to do is I would cut them down when they've turned all that crispy, papery texture,
right,
and they're all dried out. Cut them to about a foot from the ground. And then take your container and put it in your garage in a tool shed for the winter, someplace where it's not going to fill with water. If you've got a porch and you can get it underneath the porch or a deck, you can do that, and what I recommend is giving it a good drink and putting it underneath the porch, and it will do very, very well. The main thing is to get it out of the sun and in a sheltered area. And the reason is, if you leave your container outside, during the daytime, the sun will hit your container, and it will thaw into the pot maybe 1, 2, or 3 inches, and then at night it will freeze up again. And from freezing and thawing and freezing and thawing, it will stretch the roots and snap them. So if you cut it back, you move it in a protected area out of the wind and out of the sun, like a garage, a tool shed, a barn, or underneath the deck, they'll do very well. In the spring, you just take it back out, put it where they were originally, give them a little bit of fertilizer, like some dynamite or some plant tone, and they'll come right back to life for you.
Okay, the problem being they're up on a high deck, not going down very easily.
Yeah. Well, if they're up on the high deck, then what I would do...
We have a large overhang, but it still will get some sun. Is there any other way to protect it more with anything?
If it's, yeah. If see, by you cutting it and putting it up on top of the deck, the cold will come in from the bottom as well as the top, and your container is less likely to freeze solid and then thaw and freeze and thaw and freeze. And what I would do is just get some burlap. And you can buy used burlap bags at a feed and grain store. You can buy burlap by the yard. And just make a covering over the whiskey barrel. And take a stapler and just staple it so that it doesn't blow off. And leave it there for the winter and you'll be fine.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Thanks again for your help.
Oh, I thank you. Anytime.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too now. Bye-bye. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Julie from Massachusetts. She's got a question about winterizing her garden.
Okay. Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What kind of garden did you want to winterize?
Hi, Paul. It's good to hear from you. Basically, it was just a vegetable garden. It was a 12 by 12, and I had some beets that were growing. I put them in late in August just to see if they grow, and the leaves up out of the ground grew up about, I have two rows of them, grew at least about 6-7 inches. I don't think there's going to be any beets on them, but my mother had told me that you can actually eat the greens.
Yeah,
after last night's frost, I mean, I went out and touched them this morning, and they're kind of crunchy. And I don't know, after tonight also, there's supposed to be another frost. And I don't know how much warmer it's going to get, if any of the greens were going to survive. But pretty much the garden's done. And I even have some acorn squash that I put in at the same time. And those, they never flowered, but they have big leaves on them and stuff. Should I pull them out of the garden and throw them in my compost pile before I, and do I necessarily have to rototill the garden? Or should I just mulch some leaves? Or I have some hay that's been sitting out and getting rained on and stuff. Could I just sprinkle hay across the garden and then rototill it in the spring? Take the hay out?
Okay. What I would do is I would all of the plant material that's going to get killed with the frost tonight, if it wasn't already killed, I would pull everything out, rake up the garden, get it nice and clean. I would buy a bag of either Turf Turbo or Lightning Lime from Bonide Anaspoma, and treat the soil. That will help to keep it sweet, and it will help to increase the production of your soil. And then any place you've got moss, whatever you have left, put it on the moss and kill that. And then you can put on top of the garden, and I do it every year. I got a research paper from Michigan State, and either Michigan State or Ohio State, and they did a compost pile, and they did it with just maple, maple and oak, oak and pine needles, just pine needles, and a whole bunch of combinations, and they composted it, and when the compost was ready, they were very, very surprised because the compost came out neutral. They expected it to be on the acidic side. So from that day on, I bring the leaves to the garden. I drive my lawnmower over the leaves to grind them up, blowing it into the garden. Mm-hmm. And I live like 15 minutes from the ocean. I'll go pick up seaweed. Mm-hmm. And I'll spread seaweed on top of the garden. And if I have enough time and it dries out, then if it dries out, I'll just walk right on top of the seaweed. And as I do it, it breaks. So I'll try and break it up into little pieces. And if I've got the time, I'll rent a rototiller and then till in the leaves, the pine needles, the seaweed, and some lime, or I'll just leave everything there, and then in the spring, I'll add some lime, and I'll till it right in with the rototiller and plant, and I'm ready to go. And I'll tell you, the more organic matter you put, and I grew up in Scituate, Massachusetts, and we lived 5 minutes from the ocean, and my dad and I would go pick up seaweed. And he had a little pickup truck, and we would take it right on the beach, shovel it right into the truck, drive home, spread it 6, 7, 8 inches deep, right on top of the vegetable garden, and let it sit there all winter. And then in the spring, it had dried out really well, and he just rototilled it in, and his garden, when he first started, he was watering it every day. And after doing this seaweed, we were watering the garden once a week.
Yeah, I didn't really have a problem with moisture so much. In my garden, we ended up buying some Miracle-Gro vegetable garden soil, plus we used cow manure.
Yep.
And we lucked out. We didn't have to add any kind of peat moss or anything, you know, to it.
Right.
And the vegetables grew very well. So,
okay.
Yeah,
now,
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. The only thing I don't want you to do is to put on hay.
Okay.
Okay. You can put down salt marsh hay, which is an expensive product due to the marshes not being able to be drained anymore. But you can still buy salt marsh hay or straw.
Okay.
Now, the reason is this. Straw is a crop that is grown, and before it's able to make a seed head, it's harvested, dried, and baled. Hay comes from a field, and whatever weeds are in that field is in the bale of hay.
And if you
put that in your garden, you're going to have every single weed, and it's going to be a nightmare.
That's the thing. We just started the garden this year, and we pulled up whatever grass. The lawn was never treated, nothing. You know, nobody ever tried to do a real lawn. It's a bunch of cloves and some wild grass, and it took a lot to weed that and get it to the point where it is. And I don't want to do anything to you know, hurt that, you know, so definitely right. Hay is out. We'll just mulch some leaves in. We got plenty of leaves that we can mulch.
Yep.
So just
grind them up. I'll tell you, you won't believe the difference in putting ground up leaves in your vegetable garden, tilling it in with a little bit of that turf turbo or lightning lime, and you'll have a far improved soil, because when you get the pine needles and you get the leaves that have been shredded with your lawnmower, it acts like putting down peat moss. And it's going to attract microbes to live in your ground, and the microbes make the fertilizer that you add to work better.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Next year, I'm not going to add as much gardening soil or manure.
Right.
It's probably like half that, the amount that we use this time. But, yeah, that'd be great. Even the lightning lime, it won't hurt.
No. Nope.
Okay.
No,
nope.
And see that. Yeah, and the thing that's nice with either the lightning lime or the turf turbo is these are hybrids. And a 40-pound bag will treat 5,000 square feet of yard, garden, lawns, whatever. Okay? And you're going to see a change in 2 weeks. The old-fashioned powdered lime, a 50-pound bag, did 1,000 square feet, and you had to wait 6 months to see results in your garden. So you spend a little bit more money, but boy, it covers an awful lot more area and works a lot quicker. Thank you. You have a great weekend. Bye-bye. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number 855-660-4261. Write it down, and that way next week you'll be easier to get through. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got George from Cape Cod. He's got a few questions about trees and shrubs and another question about asters.
Okay. George from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Yes, Paul. It's George. Hey, I have two things. One is a comment, and the other one is about asters. Okay?
Okay.
So the comment is, your comprehensive cover about the trees and shrubs in the northeast fall colors and the changes. That was unbelievable, that comprehensive thing. I just want to tell you that there's not too many people that can do what you do. So,
well, I tried, George, and thank you. We put that in the newsletter, I think, 3 weeks ago so that people can print it out. And they, when they go leaf peeping, they'll have some idea what trees that they're looking at. And I appreciate that compliment.
Yeah. Okay. The other one is asters. And I have Alma Posky, which is a very, very important. And it was developed someplace. It's a very, very pink aster. Can I take cuttings from that and have that grow?
Now, this is one that you started by seed, or is it one of the fall flowering varieties?
Fall flowering.
Varieties.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Right now, the plant is in bloom. It's probably past bloom.
Yep.
And it's getting ready to go dormant.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do, like you do every year, is you probably cut it back.
Yeah.
And then in the spring, it makes some new growth.
Yeah.
When the plant gets to be about 5 to 6 inches.
Yeah.
Then you could take some cuttings.
Okay.
2 inches in length, dip it in some rooting powder.
Yeah.
And then in a 4-inch or a 6-inch pot, then stick a couple in a 4-inch together or even 3 cuttings.
Yeah.
And in a 6-inch, put 5 or 6 cuttings in it. They'll root and you'll have a beautiful plant.
Oh, that's
that
good.
That you can enjoy.
Yeah, but I can't do it now, Paul. I can't do it now, right?
No. No, because the plant's going dormant,
okay,
and all the energy is going down to the roots and being stored there.
Okay. Okay. Well, God bless you for all the things that you give us, okay?
Thank you so much, George. We appreciate it. And you have a wonderful day on Cape Cod.
And I might see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. This is really the time of the year to get out and enjoy all of the beautiful, colorful foliage. And I mentioned this last week and the week before. If you're in an area where the trees are showing a lot of color, pick some of the leaves, all different, reds, yellows, oranges, some of them turn purple, and collect them. And what you do is you take a gallon size Ziploc bag, take a piece of paper towel, put it under the faucet, squeeze it so that you get half of the water out, and then you put that paper towel in the Ziploc bag, and then fill it full of leaves. And go down to the post office, and you can buy these priority mail envelopes, depending on what you're going to send, or priority mail boxes, and send them to friends and family that have moved to, like, Florida. They don't have any colored leaves in Florida, or, you know, even like Texas, Tennessee. If your family has moved to the South and they don't get to enjoy the beautiful color of nature, do them a favor. Send them some leaves. They will be thrilled because they miss it. I want you to have a good week. Get out there. Enjoy the foliage while it's still at peak or maybe a little bit past. And start to prepare for the changes of the season. And if you'd like to join us to go to Cuba, give them a call on Monday morning. It's Largay Travel, and they'll help you out. Have a great week.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.